Hello and welcome to Strange Stuff. My name is Andy.
And I'm Mark.
Hello.
Hi there, Andy.
You haven't turned your camera on.
Should be.
Have a look at the bottom three middle buttons. The middle one should not have a line through it. There you go.
It didn't have a line through it. It was just slow to start up.
Are you sure? It's technology, you know. It works on electricity, not steam.
Hang on, let me... there we go. Good. What's all that stuff in the background?
Oh, I've been clearing my computer desk. So that's my joystick and my throttle, electronic picture frame. I'm trying to make room because every time I sit at a keyboard, I get a cat on it.
I'm not surprised having three of them.
I'm trying to make, three and a half, really. Have you met Dave?
What?
Have you not seen Dave?
What do you mean, Dave? Dave what?
Have you even looked at our website?
No. I'm just about to. Oh,
dear God.
So, Strange Stuff Podcast, single or double?
Single.
Podcast.com.
I'm going to have to cut this because people will be excruciatingly bored by the time you get to the end of it.
No, it doesn't like that. Strangestuffpodcast.com.
That's definitely what it's called.
Enter. Whoa. Ah, yes. Anything weird and wonderful? The Bennington Triangle. I look like I'm kissing a fish.
You look like you're a homeless kissing the fish. I did ask you to send me some other shots, but you neglected to do so, so I had to go with what I had.
How did you send them to me?
What do you mean?
I literally look like I'm kissing a fish.
That might explain why we've had no underwears sent to us in the post.
Ah, yes, it could be. Yeah, yeah. Yes, we should give it up. Yeah, it's actually quite funny. Yeah, all right, good, 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 good.
So have you seen Dave now?
Dave the cat? What do you mean cat burglar?
Well, he doesn't live here. He just comes to eat, sits around, hangs about a bit and then buggers off.
Go for it. Well, basically, he's just a stray cat stealing their food.
Well, yes and no. I mean, the thing is, he's been kind of accepted by Satan. Satan doesn't mind him coming in, and like the other two just watch him warily. Because I don't fret about it, they sort of don't fret about it. But if Shady knows I'm not looking, he'll start stalking Dave.
Having a go. And do you know where he lives?
I think he's a stray. He came in here a year ago when he was a proper kitten, you know, with the little head and the big ears. So he was
really?
Only a few months old and came in a couple of times. But then I didn't see him until Hannah came home one evening with Dave in her arms, claiming that he'd followed her from the car. But it looked more like he was a prisoner.
So it must be someone's pet, though. It can't be a stray.
I don't think so.
Outside.
He's outside at all hours. You know, I get up at all hours. Dave's always around. As soon as I turn the kitchen light on, he's at the kitchen door banging to come in.
What, he's literally banging on the door to come in?
Yeah, he jumps up. You know, I've got a big glass window on the door. And he can look through the window and he's sort of bang, bang, bang.
God's sake.
Feed me.
I think that's a good topic for a... What do we do? Podcast.
That's the word.
That's the word.
Talking of which...
Cats. Stray cats.
Talking of which, we should get down to business.
And is that what the story is about today? Stray cats?
No, today I want to get your opinion on the lost city of Atlantis.
Oh, right, yeah. Now that sounds fun.
What do you know?
Is it lost?
What do you know factually about Atlantis?
Well, it's a mythical lost city of Atlantis.
Yeah, but I'm not asking about the myths. I'm asking about the facts.
Well, I don't have any facts.
Okay. Well, lost city of Atlantis was first mooted by Plato in ancient Greece around 2,400 years ago.
400 years before Christ?
Yeah. You're trying to catch me out. Done me research.
Okay.
Impressed. Many believe that the story is a myth created by Plato as a metaphor to describe his theories about politics, and other people insist it's based on a real historical disaster. According to Plato, Atlantis was a major sea power around 360 BC and located in the Atlantic Ocean. It was larger than Libya and Asia Minor put together. Asia Minor is modern-day Turkey. And it was the way to the other islands, and from those you could pass to the whole of the opposite continent.
I'm just trying to picture this. Yeah, my joke. Oh, no, hang on a second. What an idiot. I've got a map of the world staring me in the face. Right, Turkey, got it.
And Libya.
Libya, got it. That's pretty close to... I might have to stand up for this.
Oh, Syria, God, I hope you got Iran. Some pants on.
Luckily, I do. All right, Israel, Lebanon, still can't find... Libya. Bloody hell, that's the big one.
Yeah, okay. Libya's got some land mass.
So we're talking... All right, so what you're saying is that Atlantis is supposedly... sunk in the Mediterranean Sea.
No, this is the size of it. Is,
oh, right, sorry, okay.
It
go
wasn't
for it.
It wasn't the location. It was
okay,
the size.
Yeah, yep, that is big. Okay.
Anyway, the mythical side of it, or as according to Plato, it was like by around 9600 BC, the island had conquered much of Western Europe and Africa and enslaved its enemies. And this date would make the city nearly as old as the end of the last ice age and also predate the earliest recorded city-states found in what is now Iraq, which is pretty unlikely.
Well, what do you mean? Were they before South America, Indonesia, Machu Picchu and all those sort of places?
A lot of modern-day scientists believe that the stories would be based around the Minoan, but we'll get to that later.
Right.
A major power. There was one ancient Greek by the name of Solon who lived around about 638 BC to 550 BC. Yes. He was an Athenian statesman, a lawmaker, and a lyric poet, which I suppose today would make him sort of Kanye West.
Actually, I can imagine. What's his missus' name?
What, Solon?
No, Kanye West.
Oh, Kim.
What's his miss? Is it Kim?
Yeah.
She actually looks like she could have come out of some sort of great Greek, probably tragedy, but, you know, she looks a bit Greek, doesn't she?
I do believe she is of... like Libyan descent.
There we go. Excellent.
It might not be Libyan. I'm going to get called all sorts of racists for that one. But she's definitely, her father is definitely, no, not her father, her mother.
Because her father's Middle Eastern.
Her father's the chap who used to be is now a woman who used to be a chap. Or is that not her father? Who knows?
You're asking me. I'm not up on social culture, media, whatever it's called. Anyway, back to Atlantis. I'm actually mildly interested. I can't believe it.
Okay.
Carry on.
Solon was particularly remembered for his efforts to legislate against political, economic and moral decline. So Kanye's out the window, really.
Well, it sounds quite appropriate for the UK government today.
What?
Yes.
Well, but what, you mean if Solon was alive today, we could get him a job against Boris and his bunch of treacherous thieves.
Exactly. Right.
Anyway, his reforms failed in the short term, but he's often credited with laying the foundations for Athenian democracy.
Okay.
And he said, and I quote almost, that Athenians had forgotten their true history, including the legend of Atlantis, because from time to time, their civilization had been largely destroyed by catastrophes and rebuilt from scratch.
Right.
So a lot of their history was lost forever.
Okay, yeah. As are so many civilizations.
Yes. Now, on the mythical side, the kings of Atlantis were descended from god of the sea, Poseidon.
Yes.
But our divine lineage became diluted as they mixed with mortals. So again, it is a bit Kanye West.
Who has been diluting his bloodline?
He believes he's some kind of god.
Does he?
Oh, God, yeah. In fact, I remember a quote from him saying that if he'd have been around 2,000 years ago, he would have definitely made the Bible.
Lunatics around these days.
Talking of Kanye, he's doing this tour at the moment. I can't quite get my head around it. He's got some new album he's released, and his tour consists of him standing on stage dressed a bit like a gimp. Right? The photos today, he had some kind of rubber suit on with spikes on it and a rubber mask, and he basically stands on the stage with his arms crossed or strolls around the stage while someone puts his CD on and people sit there and pay to listen to his CD.
Yeah, well,
I'm in the wrong fucking game.
But we know he's a sandwich short of a picnic, that poor fellow. Wasn't he the one that ran for president for about 10 minutes?
Yeah, but he got 60,000 votes.
So, sorry, we got the mythical stuff. You're not going to tell me it actually does exist, they've discovered it, and you can do tours of it.
Well, you can't actually do tours, but, I mean, we're talking about the mythical stuff. We're talking about Poseidon. So
yes.
Poseidon, having sired five sets of twins with his mortal wife, who I believe was called Cleito, I'll have to check that, he parceled out Atlantis into 10 parts. He gave the best part to his firstborn son, who was called Atlantis, and after whom the continent and the ocean were named, and he appointed him king over his brother kings. Their joint dynasty survived for several generations and acquired more wealth than any other before or after it. The island was much richer than necessary for its residents to live well. It had fertile lands that yielded two harvests a year, lakes, rivers, natural thermal springs, as well as rich vegetation that fed a host of wild beasts, including large, voracious elephants. Its mines yielded ores in such quantities that the walls of the Acropolis were dressed in copper that shone like fire, while the walls around the Temple of Poseidon and Cleito were made of gold.
Right.
Now, this abundance of raw materials led to the construction of palaces that were, and still are, considered unrivaled in elegance and splendour.
This is still mythical.
Is it?
Right. Anyway, carry on. We're going for it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He built his stronghold in the centre of the island on a hill, surrounded by five concentric rings, two of which were made of land and three of which were made of water. And he fortified it against any possible attacks.
Right.
His oldest son, Atlantis, was given that place to live. Now, I would have an issue with that. If my dad was the god of the sea, I would expect a nice little coastal property with a bit of beach. I mean, it's a bit like you being the son of the future King of England and choosing to go and live in America. Oh, hang on a minute.
Oh, dear.
They also built underground dockyards, and they had two more ports that bustled with ships and merchants coming from every corner of the world. Now, what went wrong? For many generations, the people of Atlantis revered their divine heritage and remained pure of heart and mind, dedicating their lives to good works. However, as the human element prevailed and people became intoxicated with wealth, passion, avarice, and arrogance, and fueled by a sense of their own omnipotence.
Which means?
Well, human nature.
Omnipotence?
Oh, omnipotence means all powerful.
Oh, all right. Okay, yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about generally, not...
Omnipotence. I was just double checking. Go for it.
They set out to conquer the entirety of Europe and Asia. And in the war that ensued, they were defeated by prehistoric Athens, which saved the world from the threat of Atlantis. And the coup de grace came from Zeus himself, who could no longer watch his chosen people continue on the road to perdition. So Atlantis was surrendered to the ocean and swallowed whole.
All right. Now this, well, that sounds quite reasonable, doesn't it?
Well, if you're Zeus and you're fed up with the children squabbling, I don't see why not.
No, but if Plato was knocking around about 300 years before Christ, that was pretty much the height of the Roman Empire. He was probably a bit peeved that the Romans were taking over everything, and he was effectively predicting the fall of the Roman Empire, having got too large, too powerful.
I would like.
And they didn't.
How
they
do
didn't
you
treat,
think, bearing in mind that there was no social media and no Netflix in those days, how would he have? How would he get his information about the Roman Empire and the extent of it?
Well, what are you talking about? There was no social media, but they managed to write the Bible, for God's sake.
Not at the time. Not at the time of Christ being alive. The Bible wasn't written until...
No, you're right. 300 years later or something, which I have an issue with, always have done.
Why, what's your issue? Have you got one that's, like, written 200 years afterwards?
No, but the point is that even if you consider today, with all of the information storage that we have at our fingertips, computers and social media and communication satellites and God knows what else, if you were reporting something that happened 300 years ago, you wouldn't actually rely too heavily on the information provided.
No, because it's been handed down by word of mouth.
Precisely.
Chinese whispers and all
exactly.
That.
You've played the Chinese whispers. So after 300 years, these stories could get pretty distorted.
They get pretty distorted in my house after four beers.
Yes. In fact, you sound surprisingly sober today, Andy.
Do you know what? When you messaged me asking if we could record earlier, I was actually on my way to Systembolaget to get a bottle of wine because I remembered last week you were there with a drink in your hand and I didn't have anything.
Well,
so I thought, well... I'll make sure I'm ready this week. And then what do? You arrange to go out later so you can't have a drink.
Well, what time is it? Yeah, you've still got an hour and a half to get to the system to get your bottle of wine.
I was on my way there. I was literally on my way.
Oh, right.
So, I've got a bottle of wine, but I'm not going
to. Are we allowed to mention your new mode of transport?
What do you mean?
Your scooter.
I think this is a good time for this.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with my scooter.
It works.
It's fabulous.
I am quite impressed that you use it as much as you do, I have to say.
I've probably done 600 kilometres on it so far.
Have you? Really? Yeah, 600k seriously. On a scooter?
Yeah. No, 60k, yes. No, hang on. I don't know.
600 kilometres, 60 mil
I can tell
in
you.
Swedish.
I can tell
How
you.
How can you tell me?
Because I've got an app.
You've got an app for that. 600k, that's a hell of a distance.
Last time, because I have to connect it to the scooter for it to update, but last time I updated it, it was 383 kilometres, and I haven't updated it for a while.
That's quite impressive. Any accidents? Any near misses? Have you hit anybody?
I haven't killed anybody yet.
Yeah, that's not why I asked. Have you hit anybody?
No, I haven't, no.
I think it's an excellent idea. And in fact, I've worked out, just as a complete aside, I've worked out why people in electric cars drive around with their windows open.
Because if they turn on the air conditioning, they come to an abrupt halt.
Yes. It's quite incredible the difference. If you have air conditioning in reasonably warm weather, and I'm not talking Californian warm, I'm talking about Sweden warm, it knocks about 20% off the range of the car.
If you've got the radio going, the air conditioning, and whatever else that you can turn on inside your car, you can literally halve your average distance your estimated distance.
But what is mildly interesting for car geeks is if you consider exactly that in terms of petrol engine cars, you don't even think about the fact that the air conditioning kills your fuel consumption. But the reality is it obviously does. An air conditioning system in a petrol car must take as much energy as an air conditioning system in an electric car.
But I mean, what powers the air conditioning system in a petrol car?
A pump, an air conditioning pump.
Which is run from the battery.
No, it's run from the... It's what do you call it? For God's sake, rubber thing with...
grommet?
Threads,
a
rubber
Durex.
Thing with threads running... When was the last time you saw one of those, Andy? Never mind.
It's a long time.
No, a belt. It's driven, but it's belt driven.
Oh, it's belt driven.
But it has to take the... I mean, basically, if so it's similar efficiencies, it must really kill your petrol consumption. And no one ever thinks about that in a petrol car.
Yeah, because you know, you can see when you're going to run out of petrol and you pull into a garage and it takes 15 seconds to fill up. Whereas if your electric car stops,
no.
You have to pull over into a certain area and wait 2.5 hours before you can possibly make it home again.
No, I mean, you're talking to me, a petrol head at heart, but I have to say that, you know, it's pretty cool, you know, driving around silently.
Yeah, it's pretty cool until you have a head-on smash with another electric car and you get a fire that can't be put out by 20 fire engines. Is your phone going?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Shall I answer it?
Yes.
No. I'll tell you who it is. It's our mate Phil.
All right.
Phil, you never guess what you're doing. You're a guest. Yeah, you're our first guest appearance on our podcast. Andy and I are recording. Yes. Have you not been following? Strange Stuff podcast.com with Andy and Mark. Yes. Yes, it's definitely worth a listen. Why are you laughing? Because it's so entertaining. Yep, that's right. Well, you just go on to... Well, I know you've got some ancient telephone, but you must have podcasts on your telephone. So just search on the podcast app for Strange Stuff Podcast and see what comes up.
Or go to the website. There's a player there.
But since we are in the middle of our podcast, Phil, are you going to be coming to lunch tomorrow? Yep. Perfect. Yeah, that sounds good. Oh, is that Andy, myself, Tracy, and possibly you? Because Marianne isn't around tomorrow. Well, sort of, but we can fill you in on the details tomorrow. But it'd be good to see you. It's been literally months. You're getting married. Excellent. I want all the details. No one can hear you. They can only hear me responding to your comments. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Right. Well, what do you mean? What, not Andy and myself? But when you said small, I didn't think you meant minute. All right. Well, Andy's going to be bitterly disappointed. He's already started writing his speech.
I've started polishing my best plimsolls.
Exactly. On the same theme as Derek's wife, the father-in-law, the most unforgettable wedding speech ever. All right, but Phil, since I'm literally recording with Andy, I'll hopefully see you tomorrow, 11:30 to 12, Vasastugan. Excellent. StrangeStuffPodcast.com. .com. Yep. Yeah, I'm sure you will. StrangeStuffPodcast.com is the website, or just search for the podcast, Strange Stuff Podcast, with Andy and Mark. All right. Cheers. Bye. Where do we get to?
He's getting married, is he, on Saturday?
No, he's coming. He's coming tomorrow. He can fill us in on all the details.
All right, and then we can ask him if he's up for the go-karting. Right, we got up to, I think, where Zeus destroyed the whole thing.
No, then you missed out on my extremely eloquent critique of the Roman Empire.
No, I think we finished. I think I debunked your theory. Anyway, no other myth has excited the imagination of the human race as much as Atlantis, judging from the thousands of books, films, monologues and all the rest of it that people have penned and acted in since the beginning of the media.
The most recent one was starring that fellow who was in Game of Thrones.
I have to say that I haven't seen it in the interest of research.
And you've seen Game of Thrones?
Of course I've seen Game of Thrones.
Who was the barbarian who marries that poor, innocent blonde woman who became a star?
Mother of Dragons.
Exactly, yes. Who was that fellow?
The luckiest man alive.
Well, possibly, yeah. Anyway, I think he starred in some comic book, Atlantis.
Oh, that was the man from Atlantis, wasn't it?
It could be, yeah.
Or Aquaman or something.
Aquaman, that's the one.
Is that to do with Atlantis?
Well, it must be based on Atlantis.
I remember the TV series, The Man from Atlantis, from the 70s.
So do I, actually.
It was awful.
No. There weren't anything awful about the 70s series.
Yeah, I know. We had Starsky and Hutch.
Ironside.
Yeah. Anyway, that's not what we're here for.
No, you're right. Okay. Is there more or is that it?
No, there is more. Yeah. So with the thousands of novels, science fiction works, etc., the location of the sunken continent as the continent has even come to be the object of research for serious scientists, some of whom have launched major search operations all over the world. A case in point was one that was presented by the National Geographic and conducted by a team of US, Canadian and Spanish archaeologists and geologists in 2011. And they, using satellite imagery, deep ground radar and digital mapping, located traces of a 4,000-year-old sunken city in a national park north of Cadiz in Spain, quite near the Gibraltar Straits. They believe this city could be Atlantis and that it was wiped out by a huge tsunami.
4,000 years?
Yeah.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Did they have cities 4,000 years ago?
They did, but they've sunk.
Now I'm going to Google.
They found among the buildings were 2- and 3-story buildings. These were proper city buildings.
None of them were still standing, though, surely.
They were underwater.
No, but still standing.
Well, I wasn't there.
Hang on,
I can't be sure.
I'm going to display my ignorance.
There is also another theory about the location. A lot of people believe that the Greek island of Santorini was actually the middle of Atlantis because there was a volcanic explosion around 600 years BC which buried most of the island and sunk it underwater. I don't know if you've ever seen the Greek postcards with the really nice white buildings and the blue roofs.
Sorry, I've been distracted. I wanted to establish by Googling Machu Picchu.
That's really nothing to do with what we're talking about.
I just wanted to see how old Machu Picchu was. So I Google Machu Picchu and it's got its telephone number.
Has it?
It happens to be open now. Oh. I've even got directions to get there.
Give Machu a ring.
I mean, what is that? It's literally, should we give the listeners the telephone number to Machu Picchu?
Well, has Machu Picchu promoted our website?
Historical place in Peru. Website. MachuPicchu.gob.pe. I don't know what that is.
.pe would be Peru.
How's your Spanish? Is that what they speak in Peru?
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's in Spanish. Well, that's no good at all. All right. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, English. Buy tickets. That's the first thing I see. The only thing people that I know that have been to Machu Picchu remember is the toilet paper strewn path that they have to walk along to get there.
Oh my God. You mean they buy a roll of toilet paper at the bottom?
Because there's no toilets en route, and it's quite a long trek. And
how high is it? There.
I don't know. I was just about to... No, they keep wanting to sell me tickets. Info, history, prohibitions, visiting regulations. Here we go. Oh no, that's a bit lame. All it talks about is the 1930s when they discovered the place. I want to know how old it is. Ah, here we go. Was planned and built beginning around 1400 CE. What's CE?
Must be before Christ. Clue.
There we go. So 4,000 years, that is pretty old.
Yep, I've forgotten my thread now.
No, the scientists who discovered this place off the coast of Gibraltar with three-story buildings, according to you, and I simply ask, quite innocent question, are they still standing, to know that they were
three
stories?
There are still residents, as far as I'm aware. As I was saying, another theory is that Atlantis was... The centre point of Atlantis was the Greek island of Santorini.
Right.
I don't know if you've ever had a postcard from Greece and you've seen the beautiful white buildings with the blue roofs and the clear skies.
Yeah, seen them.
That is Santorini. I remember when I lived in Greece for a while and I used to go to Santorini. And the Greeks themselves go to Santorini for their holidays. It is one of the most fabulous Greek islands.
Dare I ask you what caused you to leave Greece in favour of ending up in Sweden?
Mostly Interpol.
What were you doing in Greece?
I went there while I was studying, actually, and I decided
to
go there.
Yeah. Studying what?
I was doing a degree in computer programming.
You weren't?
I was.
But they didn't have computers when you were at school.
They not while I was at school, but after I'd left school, it was a legitimate study. In those days, the programming languages were Pascal and COBOL, which are defunct now. So it would have been a bit of a wasted degree.
You always claim you left school without any O-levels.
No, I've never said that.
The street of hard... Well, what do you say? My education was on the
school
street
of hard knocks.
Hard knocks, exactly. I can't believe you ever got to college.
Anyway, I got to college. I went to Greece for a holiday during a break in the term. I ended up staying there for like nearly 4 years.
And then you chose to leave?
It was pretty seasonal.
All right, yeah.
It was a fabulous time. That was in the days of the drachma.
You're not going to tell me you speak Greek?
I could speak a few words, but you wouldn't appreciate them.
Probably not. Oh, dear. Maybe that's where you developed your love of Sweden, the Swedish tourists that used to visit you. I don't think we need that level of detail.
I've got pictures.
Have you? Of the girl?
I've got pictures. No,
I hope it was a
probably
girl.
Probably not, but I've got pictures of me in Greece from those times.
All right. Well, maybe you can post them up onto the website for our listeners.
Probably not, because somebody might recognise me.
Oh, dear. Anyway, so, sorry, back to Atlantis.
Yes.
So that's just another theory.
Yeah, because around about 600 years BC, there was a massive volcanic eruption, which swallowed up most of the island and changed the island's shape. And there was a resulting tsunami which swept over every island at a distance to 50 or 60 kilometres from the epicentre of the eruption. And that is another theory about the location of Atlantis.
I don't really want to defunct your theory, but it is the lost city of Atlantis. And if it's in fact just a town in Greece that you can go and visit and see the white buildings with blue roofs, then it's not lost, is it? Because you can go there.
Well, most of it is underwater or destroyed from the volcanic eruption. So we've got the
crumbs left over from the... Maybe. Yeah. Is there another theory? I prefer the scientist theory with the three-story buildings.
There's a lot of theories. And I mean, if you stick with the Santorini one, it was located near the Pillars of Heracles, which is present-day Gibraltar, which goes back to almost to Spain.
Oh, is it British? It's part of the British Empire.
Yeah,
then.
It could well be that Atlantis is part of the British Empire. Oh, we get everywhere.
I can sleep easy tonight. I'm getting distracted a bit.
Yep, it's all right. We're kind of finished. I mean, there is. I can't really go delving into many more facts because they don't exist. We're only stuck with theories.
All right, well, that's good.
Well, that brings us to the end of our story of Atlantis.
Yeah, that was actually quite a good one. Well done, Andy.
Did you enjoy
it? Good job. Yeah. Good job.
Hang on a sec. Sorry? Do you know I'm recording here? Yeah. I'll have a glass of wine. No, I'm not recording video. I'm just recording audio. Yeah, you're fine. We're finished almost. I'm just about signing off. Good God. Stress you have to go through as a recording artiste. Oh, no wonder Kanye's lost his mind.
His marbles. Yeah. All right, good. Excellent.
So if you've enjoyed this story, join us again for the next one and listen to our old ones. You can find us at www.strangestuffpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts from. Follow us on Twitter and look at our Instagram because we love it. Thanks all, and we'll see you next time.